What was the best prayer you ever made? Take a moment, recall that time when you made your best prayer, whether it was long or short, whether it was in your own words or the words of a favorite written prayer, in church or at home, whether it was a petition, a thanksgiving, praise and adoration. Recall that prayer. Now, what makes a prayer to be good, like that good prayer, is a humble and lowly heart. It doesn't matter what the words are, what the format is, where it's done, as long as those point to Jesus, what matters is that we approach the Lord with a lowly heart, like the tax collector in the gospel today, who knows his sinfulness and his lowliness, and at the same time trusts in God's mercy. And we have this powerful illustration of the other kind of prayer. The man who prays to himself, about himself, and why is he even in the temple? This has nothing to do with God. Now, tomorrow, we also conclude our decade of prayer from the Feast of St. Luke to the Feast of St. Jude, where we pray especially for those who are in the hospitals that are part of our parish. And I mention that because one of the great joys of my work as a hospital chaplain is witnessing the prayers of God's faithful people. And those are prayers of all kinds and all shapes. Some are desperate, as you might imagine, but many are also thankful, full of a great and wondrous gratitude. They might be long, or they might be short, they might be spontaneous, they might be the old classics. But it is a beautiful experience to witness the faith of God's people in these most difficult moments of their lives, to see them turn towards the Lord, like that tax collector, aware of their lowliness and trusting in his mercy. And if one of the great joys of being a hospital chaplain is to witness prayer, one of the principal jobs is to teach prayer, to teach people how to pray, how to prepare themselves to receive the sacraments, how to prepare themselves to meet their Lord. And fundamentally, that teaching is nothing more than the gospel today. Teaching people how to go to the Lord with a lowly heart, a humble heart, confident that he will answer them. And we see that confidence so beautifully expressed in the psalm today. When the just cry out, the Lord does hear them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. And we see that confidence also in the first reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is not deaf. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds. Prayer is a beautiful thing to make and a beautiful thing to witness. But if witnessing faithful prayer is one of the great joys of being in the hospitals, one of the great tragedies is those who refuse to pray. I think this is the greatest tragedy I witness, more so than all of the physical ailments, more so than all the suffering and death, is the eternal suffering, the ways in which people refuse to be next to Christ, refuse to be with him in their pain and in their suffering, like he was with them in his. Some refuse outright, "No, Father, not today, I'd rather not you visit." And some are like the Pharisee, who make these kind of false prayers. I remember one man I met in a hospital in Ohio. And I had talked to him about this beautiful verse from the first letter of John, And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God has loved us. And that means that we don't earn God's love. God loves us anyway. And I had told him this, I had quoted this verse to him, and he replied by saying, "Well, Father," they always call me Father because, frankly, it's confusing that I'm a brother. He said, "Well, Father, that's nice, but I thought I had earned God's love. And I guess I'll just have to try harder next time." And that cut me to the heart, because that could almost be a prayer on the Pharisees' lips in the gospel. I could almost be quoting him. But that's not just him who makes that prayer. That prayer is made all over, all the time. We ourselves make that prayer when we go before the Lord and we say, "God, I am a good person. I pay my taxes. I say hello to people on the street." Well, maybe not, it's New York. But, you know, I'm friendly to my neighbors and to my families. And we go to him and we say, "God, I'm not perfect, but I'm a good person." And yet that is this false prayer of the Pharisee. And so we have this simple and yet challenging truth, because on the one hand, prayer is a simple thing, because all that is necessary is a lowly and humble heart. Whatever words we like, we can use, whether we prefer the rosary or the Divine Mercy Chaplet, or we just prefer to make up our own words, that's fine, whatever. Well, all that is necessary is that lowly and humble heart. But on the other hand, prayer is a difficult thing, because all that is necessary is a lowly and humble heart, and we don't want to be lowly. We don't want to be the one who is undeserving, the one who is humble, who is helped not because of his own goodness, but in spite of our own faults. Humility and humiliation are not the same thing, but they often feel the same. And so it's hard to admit that we are, in fact, the lowly, the undeserving. It's hard to admit that to ourselves, hard to admit that to God, hard to make that the basis of our prayer. But we are not alone in seeking this prayer, this lowly and humble heart. If you look around this church today, you will see a building full of lowly and undeserving people, listening to one who is not worthy to be preaching. And you have before you two options, two choices. You can be like the Pharisee, who uses the lowliness of others to exalt himself. Or you can be like the tax collector, and place yourself in the midst of that lowliness and undeserving and humility, as one who belongs to that lowliness and humility. And not only are we not alone here in this church, we are united to the whole church, Christians throughout the world seeking humility. And we are united also to those saints in heaven, those who humbled themselves and so were exalted. And most of all, we are united to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was most humble and is now the Queen of heaven and earth. And so tonight, as we approach Jesus, who is humble of heart, let us ask him, let us ask Mary and all the saints to be with us, to teach us how to be lowly and humble of heart ourselves. And let us strive to be united with each other, to pray for each other as we together seek this lowliness, this humility. And let us be confident that our prayers will pierce the clouds, will be brought to the very throne of the Most High, and he will hear and he will answer us.